living a Christ-reflecting life is possible. Did you know that? It doesn't matter how bad a situation, how awful, how struggling we are, what a difficult upbringing or wrecked life we've had, it is possible to have a Christ-reflecting life. And that's what the scriptures are about. We are tasked by God with living a Christ-reflecting life, no matter what the world, the society, the culture norms are around us. When you and I got saved, we were tasked by God with living a Christ-reflecting life. And that call to reflect God in our lives has always been the same, both in the Old and in the New Testament. For example, Joseph. Remember Joseph? Joseph in Egypt, way back 4,000 years ago in mighty pyramid-building Egypt, a lowly, sold into slavery, all alone and away from his family, young man named Joseph. And he lived reflecting God in such a way that the king of Egypt, I mean the God that they worshipped, said to his servants. Now this is the original NSA. God was recording their thoughts and conversation. Now NSA can only get our electronic stuff. God gets our feelings and thoughts and words and everything and writes it down. He has a record of everything. Of everything you've ever said or done or thought or wanted to do. Unless it's been erased by the blood of Christ. But that's not where we're on this morning, but it's true. And Pharaoh, God records, said to his servants as he looked at Joseph, he was looking at him in the distance, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom this is the Spirit of God? Joseph lived in such a way as this sold into slavery, thrown into prison, condemned unjustly, pursued by this woman of illicit desire. That man lived in Egypt in such a way that the Pharaoh said he has the Spirit of God in him. Do people think that about us? When you walk into the break rooms of life, do the people that know you go, that would not be proper to say when they're here? Do they even know that you're the temple of God? That's an interesting thought.